Okay. There's the middle of the Gemara over there. The Gemara is a Chalik. There's something between. He knew the stone was there. And then he got up and did all these things. Or. The first guy didn't know. And the second guy is he didn't know. Hikaba. So then the Gemara is Machalik. Then Zaka Chayiv and Avraham Potter and Galus Chayiv. Oh, so by Galus the Chilah between Hikaba and La Hikaba. A Makra, Bishkaga, Machal, Nahava, La Yadia. Vaha, Hava, La Yadia. So by La Hikaba, it was La Yada. So Mela is Potter and Galus. Shankin over here, he did know. Taisus is bothered. What's this idea? That in order to be considered shaygir, you have to have known. Hooray, and kol tarakula. Except maybe by Thomas Mikdash. There's no requirement of a prior idea. By Shabbos. A guy didn't know that it was Shabbos. A guy didn't know that it was, this moch was aser. So we say it's chayav a carbon. A chayli. You don't need to know that it was chayli. You forgot that it was chayli. So what's epis over here? The Taisvis says that we need this motion. Right? And it says we need. And Gemara says you need an idea. You need an idea with chayli in order to be considered a shaygi. So he says that by galus says a lot of times shaygi. So Mela, the criteria of Shaygig when it comes to Galus is more specific. And therefore, we need, in order to be considered Shaygig, it has to be the idea before. Mishim the Gabi Galus, Ksiv Tuva Bishkaga. Darish the Larish Lay. The Gabi Chayl, Vav Gabi Ksiv Be Bishkaga. Lechashinan Laisi Be Idea. So we see that we don't say that by definition shaygig means I knew about it and then I forgot. That's not the definition of shaygig, as we see by chaylev. We see by other things. Elamai, no, over here specifically because it says extra time shaygig. Okay, it says my time and I mean my tina very shaylev and a goylin I'm a mutter. The b'shaygig got begolus. I've got begolus. As a zerk to b'shkog mechayim I'm a mutter. So they said we also find similarly. The Algabe Aimer Mutter. Because it's looking in the beginning of the second paragraph of Makkah's Elan Gailin. And what's it then? The guy says, Machalik's over there, the guy, Aimer Mutter. You know, he thinks it's Mutter. Yeah? Yeah, on a Friday, Aimer Mutter, Emeris Mutter, Algabe being Osla Bailo, the Marik. Yeah, Aimer Mutter. Is Aimer Mutter Shaygi? So my goal is we say, Aimer Mutter is not Shaygi. I call Tarkulosh, that's classic Shaygi. Shabbos, either you think it's mutter, or you don't know that, it's, or you think it's weekday. Either those are two examples of the chayav for Shabbos. So you see the Aimer mutter is classic shaygig. That's classic shaygig. As why by Gaul is he a potter? Elmai, we see because it says many times shaygig. So it's more fine tuned exactly what shaygig is. A male Aimer mutter is not considered shaygig. Oh, so Rabbi Avin pointed out this morning, just before, that maybe the Rambam, according to Taisus, it's a drasha, which theoretically should apply to everyone. They need a idea mitchila. Rabbi Avin wanted to tell maybe the Rambam, it's not only something that's shayach. This whole drasha, idea mitchila, batzim is a golistic din. Whole, what we're trying to learn out from the Yediyah Mitchila is something that's only shayach by Galus. Why? Because Rambam says, Pergvav, Etzeach, Loch Yidal and Tezvav. Loch Yidal, the Rambam says, Pergvav, Loch Yidal, Hilchas Etzeach, Shmir Snefesh. Okay? So Rambam discusses. Okay, we'll book by that part with the Shamsun, the Hamshuch. Skav Lizrak Batsad Zeb, Holcha Batsad Zeb, Batsad Acher. Rambam says, if you want to throw one way and end up, you threw it in one direction, end up going in a different direction and killed someone. Shais Eva Menachas Lebechekai, our Gemara, Lahikar by Ma'ailam, the first case of the Gemara, we didn't know. Va'ama Benafa Vemisa, right? Our Gemara, V'chein, Sum, whatever, and Ram Firzais, Mifnei, call Eutrum Nagalas, why? Shain Kraivim La'inis. Okay? So here the Ram tells me, this is going to be the gay later by Meskam Lizuk besides Zev, Alf Besar Acher. Here the Rambam says, why is the Ptur? Because Kar of Linus. Okay? And Rambam also says, why the Eva was Munach Bechekai? Yes? And you didn't know about it? Why Pot of Megalus? Because it's Kar of Linus. In other words, in order to be Chayev for Galus, it has to be a specific Darga of Shaygi. If it's Kar Lemezid, yeah, it leans towards being mazed. There's a strong element of Pshia over there. Or there's a strong element of Aynis. It's closer to Aynis. Then we say, either way you put, there has to be a very specific level of Shaykh B'chayah for Galus. That's Rambam in Alach Yedal. When it comes to Rambam in Alach Tezvav, Hayis Evan B'chayikai B'hikr Ba, B'shakha, V'amad V'nafla, V'misa, they do go to Galus. So in other words, the Rambam, is learning out from this pasuk. But the chayra, what is the idea? The idea of where you knew about it, shahayis la'idia. What that lechayra does is takes away the kar of lines. According to the Rambam, that when in the first case of the Gemara, where you didn't know you had this stone over there, and you just got up and boom, you killed the guy. So there, why you part this as the Rambam? Because it's Kar of Linus. It's not that Darag of Shaygig, that specific Darag of Shaygig, which is Chayav Galus. It leans towards Linus. I didn't know it was there. So what if I did know it was there? What does that do? It takes away that Nakuda being Kar of Linus and makes it a regular Shaygig, right? So Bishgog of Mechlal Shayis Le'idiyah. Right? So it could be through the Rambam. This is a specific svar over here. It's not saying in general that shayig means you knew about it. Yeah? It's saying lafuke, where it was on my lap, I didn't know about it, then I'm carbolinus. So if I did know about it, then that's shayig. That's regular shayig. Lagabe, By all these things, by the parasha of Golas is very specific. If it's a netiyah towards Aynis, not. So all Michmal Shaish Leidi is just to knock out that shouldn't be Karav Aynis. That doesn't necessarily apply. These Gedarim of Karav Aynis, Karav Mezid, doesn't necessarily apply in Kol Tarakula. Those are all specific Lagabe Golas. My Golas is a very specific level of shaygi, which is not karav lainis, not karav mezid. So when we say bishkaga, mechal shayis la'idia, it's just saying that shaygi of galus, shaygi of galus, can't be karav lainis. That's all it's saying. Shaygi of galus.
What? Because you idea.
If you didn't know about it, it's karav lainis. So if you did know about it, it's not karav lainis. So now it's regular shaygi. Yeah, that's what puts it in the middle between Karav Linus and Karav Lemezid. Yeah, but this whole shmooze, is only a sugya, it's only an issue gabe goes. We find these chalukim in Shaygi Kol Tarakula. It doesn't make a difference. There is no svar of Karav Linus by Shabbos and Karav Lemezid. These chalukim, it could be maybe also because you have psukim, whatever. But the principle is a principle that's miyuchid to galus. What's it?
If you knew about it,
it just makes it not karav lainis. And if I didn't know about it, then it's karav lainis. Yeah.
If you forget, then it brings it back. The karav lainis.
No, talking about what are we?
If you knew it,
if I knew about it, then I forgot. Yeah. Talking about you forgot. An argamar. You knew about it, then you forgot, right? So normally, if you never knew about it, then it's Karav Linus. But if you knew about it, then you forgot, that already makes it Shaygi. Well, why'd you forget? So there is an element that takes away the Karav Linus. So maybe that's why you're Chayiv. But it's dafka drasha. Maybe it's not even a drasha. Maybe they were saying shkaga. Yeah, shaygig is an el, it means shaygig by galus is shaygig where it's not karavainis. So it must be that you know about it. Otherwise, it would be karavainis. Okay. So but fizeh the very one time that the fin Rambam it's a very specific svara legabe galus. It's not something that's neged kol tarkula. They can ask a kasha. Oh, but by chayil, it doesn't make a difference. Yeah.
Who is the svara karavainis by Shabbos by Oyma Mutter?
No one. I'm mutter is chayim.
Yeah, but because of karavainis, karav pshia. Isn't that what the Gemara says over there?
We're in there.
Magus. So we see that it's not just a thing by girls.
More, half of the Gemara again. No, same. Okay. Fine. According to Taisa says that this that we Taisa is this that we need Yedia. And only because it doesn't have me, because they have like extra tzukim, tell me the idea of Mitchila. And according to Abraham, maybe Rambam is saying something a little bit different. The idea of the idea is just to knock off the fact that it should be karavlinus. If you didn't know about it, it's karavlinus, so now for my galus, this is smara, why you need the idea. Okay. Look at Maravai. Yeah, Zot Yomar. Eskavin Lizrek Shtayim. Zorak Arba. Guy tried to throw two, and he ended up throwing two ames, he ended up throwing four ames in, and what's the thing? So again, God goes through all the things. Linyan Zokin is obviously Chayiv. Yeah. Hodmul Oilam. Linyan Dalad Varm is Potter, because there's no Kavana. Linyan Shabbos, Melech Moshev is Be'inon. Oh, so here Grada is an interesting diuk that the Yomtiv in Simon Chav makes. Because the Gemara before also discussed Melechas Mashavas. But what did the Gemara say before? The Gemara had a slightly different lashon. The Yomtiv picks up on that and comes out with a huge chiddush, which is a little bit negated to what we spoke about last week about Rabbi Kveger, Legabe, that Melechas Mashavas is. The Mas'asik by Shabbos is different because it's not a variable cloud. So he's Medayik in the Gemara. What did the Gemara before say? What did the Gemara before say? Lin Shabbos by Hois Evan, first member. What? Hois Evan Menaches Bechekoi. What did it say? Lin Shabbos, Melech Machshavos Osr Taira. Yeah? Melech Machshavos Osr Taira. And here it says, by Nisgam Leduk Shtayim, Bezor Garba, Lin Shabbos, Melech Machshavos Ba'inon. Melech Hashem is Be'inah. Yeah? There it says Melech Hashem Osher Taira. Here's Melech Hashem Be'inah. Why is it switch? Okay, it's a subtle dig. You know, I don't know. But it's a dig. The dig is a dig. Yeah, why do they say Melech Hashem Osher Taira? It says, oh, so he wants to be Mechadish. Yeah, Chadish of the Yantiv, yeah? That in the first case was Eben Melechas. Malachas, yeah. So over there you didn't have, then you didn't have mind for anything, right? You have a stone in your lap, yeah. You didn't know there was, you never knew it was there. You got up, and like no shaykh is anything, yeah. So there the Gemara says, Melech Machshavos Os Taira. The Torah only asked Melech Machshavos. That means in that case. Where you b'chlal have absolutely no intention of doing anything. Now, you don't know that thing. You just boom, get up, and boom, yeah, it goes into the street. So there is not in the very b'chlal. There is not in the very b'chlal. Yeah? And because Melech Mech Ostaira, it's not even Esther b'chlal. Like in the Ukraine,
I have no kavana to do anything.
Yeah, no kavana to do anything. Right? So there we say, there's no even Isser B'chlal. Reb Kveger wanted to say that always Melech Moshev is not Isser. And Young argues with that. He says, no. It's Shaykh that Imay Shabbos, Melech Moshev is, there is an Isser. But again, Reb Kveger is not Kamino, Lagabe, the Eved, right? You see him doing something, the Mas'asik, you have to stop Manat. Says on Yantiv, if you see him doing an action, but it's Mas'asik, it's still in a barrier by Shabbos. It's also only a Pturin Karbon. Okay? Oh, but he says, that's nafka mina though. But when it comes to the Evan, there is Meitra B'Kveg. Because there the Gemara says, Melech Mechsheves Osra Torah. And if it's not Melech Mechsheves, in this type of case, Melech Mechsheves, it's not Osra Torah, it's nothing. Hashemkin over here, you Mecham to throw to. Yeah? It ended up going for. Right? Okay, so you're not Chayev a carbon because Melech Mechsheves Bina. In order to be Chayev a carbon, we need Melech Mechsheves. Okay? So it's that level of missing Melech Mechsheves, they still have that you pulled it from carbon. Yeah? Then, but it's still an Aveira though. So if you did that. You did throw that rock to Hamas in the Shazarabin. Right?
Meaning you pulled it from
carbon either way.
But it's still
an Aveira. And Nafkamina, let's say, Craig is Nafkamina, Gabri Abe. Your Abe is, you see your Abe is about to do something like that. About you have to stop it normally. In fact, there's a Patur carbon still in the bay. You have to stop there by regular case of Misasik. It's just, in the Gemara before, it said, Melech Moshev Asa Taira. And here's not Melech Moshev. Okay, Akbanim, there is a chiluk between the two times. You know, right? Hey, you did do something, hey, you didn't. It's a chiddish. It's a huge chiddish. You have a young. But just had enough from the dig in the Gemara how Nachraim Amnash, every tag in the Gemara, you have to die. Okay, I'm not saying it's mechayev, but the dig is nice dig, and you know there is a chaluk between the cases. But yeah, it's a chiddush. It's a chiddush and a yantar. Not like pasha pshat, and to make this chaluk, but along the lines of Craig, and we have this chaluk. Right. Okay. So what's the case? Okay. Again, the skav and lizuk shnayim v'zarg dalin. Skav and lizuk shnayim v'zarg dalin. Linyan and zarg mechayev. In Dal Bar and Potter, in Shabbos, Melech Moshevus Binon, in Yigalos. Oh, here it gets a little complicated. Oh, so before that, maybe just a little Tosfos about Shabbos before we go into Galus. The Skav Lushnayim is our Gavra. Linyan Shabbos Potter says Tosfos. I feel it. Avaya, the Mechayev, the Perakal Gadol. The Gemara in Shabbos says going to Avaya Yichayev. The Skav Lushnayim is our Gavra. So what's our Gemara saying, Potter? So Tosfos, no. So there's a difference between there's two cases in the Skav Lizuk Shtayim Zarg Arba. There's one case where you threw it, you wanted to throw it to Amis, and it went further than you thought it would go. Further than you intended it to go. There's another case in the Skav Lizuk Shtayim Zarg Dalid where you threw it thinking it was two, but really it was four. So you threw it, it landed where you wanted it to land. But you didn't think you were doing a malacha, okay? So that's a very big difference because here in one case the action that you did was unintended. You wanted to throw two, you threw it four, yeah. Mashenkein, where you thought it was two, but really it was four. So I wanted to throw it right there. So the action that I wanted to do, I did. So that's a much lower level of misasik, and therefore that's a bayashita. A bayashita is that when you did what you wanted to do, you just didn't realize that what you're doing, what you wanted to do is an iser. You thought that it wasn't an iser.
There it's more chamer.
Therefore, according to baya, your chayiv is not called misasik. And the two examples of that zatayis is the skavlus of shtayim. V'nimtzis arba, and it turns out there was really four. The other example is v'gabe mechur ben talush. Tum nirizkav alachnes a talush, v'chotach es a mechubar, v'hayin shesob a talush, v'nimtzis mechubar. Din nirizkav alazeh, v'chotach azeh, hayin misasik. So last week I was giving examples of misasik, so I was just giving examples, so I interchanged these two cases. But I think I was mramiz, under my breath, I said that there's mechleikus in some of these cases, so I was just using it as a dogma of Masasik. So here Ray Tais is telling me that there's a fundamental difference between Lefi Abaya, at least. That's Mechleik is Abaya Brava. Mechleik is the difference between when I wanted to cut this, and I cut something else, my hand slipped, and I cut something else. So there the pshat is, the action that I did, the physical action that I did of cutting that tomato, yeah, I didn't intend doing. I intended on cutting this tomato. Okay? Masha'en came. where I cut the tamir that I wanted to cut, but I thought that it was talish, and it turns out that's mechuber. So even though I didn't, there is a sense of misasik in that I didn't think that it was that what I was doing was an iser. Yeah, so it's different than shaygig, where I think what I'm doing is mutter. Here, over there, I didn't think that what I was doing. I didn't realize that I'm doing a melacha, right? Not that I think melacha is mutter. I didn't realize what I'm doing. I thought I'm doing just now. I'm cutting a tomato for my salad, and really I'm doing taivish. So there is a sense of misasik over there in that I don't realize what I'm doing. The physical action of cutting this, I know what I'm doing. I did it and I had Kavanah to do it. But I don't realize what I'm doing, meaning I don't realize that what I'm doing is really being tailish and not just cutting. So that's that. And that's a machlaik is where that's called misasik. So come on, if you're a baya, when it says, that's nafka when you ended up doing what you wanted to do, but you didn't realize that what you're doing is a malacha. Mashenkin over here, it's kavod l'shtayim, and it went further, so then you b'chal didn't do what you wanted to do, the action that you wanted to do, which is to throw two, you didn't want to do, the dash land over here, and it landed over there, it's a different action, so then, even a bayis ma'ida, that you put, that's called misasa. Okay, Then you go. So here it gets a little bit more complicated. Okay, we have to like figure out exactly what the Ptur of Golas is. Is it a Ptur of Golas? And then if it is a Ptur of Golas, we have to figure out what the Ptur is. So right, Gemara is Len Golas Hashalai Tzada Amrachmana Prat Lemeskaven Lizuk Shtayim Bizarag Dam. So here, Rashi has two lashonos. One lashon yichayev galus, and one lashon yipatur. Lin galus chayev, the chsev ashleit sada, the samtil chamakai, prat, lemeskav, and lizuk shtayim, vizark arba, she'ene b'tayr is chiyadit, the end of the pasuk is, b'nefsh, the parasha starts off in Parashat Shabbat. Makir ish v'meis mais yumas. Vashalei tzada. Meaning, if you didn't aim at him, you didn't aim at the guy to kill him. But it came in al yaday. V'sam b'chamak mashiyan neshama. Then there's the parasha of Golas. And afterwards says, another parasha of Meizit. And even though he goes tries to save himself by running to the base of Mikdash, you take him out and you kill him. So Agabas Rashi in the first part is saying that Ashleit Sada Prat Lemeskav Lizuk Shnayim Lizuk Shalad. So it's not Prat. It's not Mamayirit, which is a little funny. Lashon Prat. Yeah, it means that it really means it's including. We're not being Mamayirit. Ashleit Sada includes Ashleit Sada. It wasn't Sada, right? It wasn't aimed at the guy. So, Skav Lushnayim, Bizar Garba, that your Betayers, you're not Betayers, Chiyazid, you don't go to Golas. El, you're Betayers, Sam Glamakam, you do go to Golas. Right? That's the first chat in Rashi.
It's not like a contradiction, Prat and Louis saying it's including.
What? Right. You have a hard time with it. So do I. How you want to look? You want to look differently? Huh? What did he say? What?
The diak that you're not chayav and therefore you
Where?
Make the prat off of the diak.
The diak is that if it would be tzada, you would be
chayav and therefore.
Pick him a parish law, chayav a galus, vashalay tzada, medayik hatzada, if it was Sada, Einim Tera Samti, Prat Lemeskaven, Lizuk Shtayim, Shalait Sada. Okay, so he's playing a game. It means we're bringing it with. Okay, fine. Say it. Okay, fine. Say it. So, okay. Rabbeinu is pointing out, Mugeza says, which is a little, it's almost just as awkward, yeah? Okay. So, Ashalait says that, okay, just to say it out, Ashalait Sada, yeah? It was Light Sada, right? I mean, you didn't aim it at the guy, then you go to Golas. It's Mashma, but if it was Sada, you don't go to Golas, right? And that was saying, yeah, and that's Lafuke, where it was a Skav Lichtayim, a Zarek Dalid, where it's not in the, where we don't make the deal that Sada, you don't go to Golas. Rather, it's part of Light Sada, which is a little tight. It means there's no Miyad from the deal, yeah? So there's no like prat, there's no extra word there that's, you know, there's no meat from the deer. But I'll come back. Okay, hey, it was right. You know, apparently, Mugeza felt no. He's right. You can't read properly, and then it's not. He's excluding. So it has to be some exclusion. Okay, so we're adding the light sada, but if it was sada, you don't go to Galus, and that's Lafuke. We're in the Skam Lushnayim. That is Nichlan light sada, and not in the deer of sada. Okay, Akman Vinishvi Rashi learned the first shot that. You are chayiv galus. Now, that's the first one. Lishna achrina. Ashaloi tzad, the pralim miskavin, the potim agalus. Dochi mashma. Shloi tzada. Shloi niskavin le tzadeh, but lizrak etzloi. Yonus. Prat lizeh shetzada. Okay? Prat lizeh shetzada. Now, l'chayra. What? Okay. Lishna Achrina. Ashaloi Tzada, Pralim Miskavin. That's the words of Gemara. Yeah? Pralim Miskavin. If you're Miskavin, Lizuk Shtayim, Bizarak Dalid, the Potter Magal, your Potter. The Hachim Ashma. Shaloi Tzada. Ashaloi Tzada means you were in Tzada. Means you were in Shaloi Miskavin, Litzadeh, Belizrak Etzloi. You did not have intention to throw it towards him. Litzade to turn it towards him, but lizard etlan, throw it to him. Okay. Then you do go. If it's loitzada, right? If you didn't direct it towards him, yes, then yonus. Then you go to Golas. You run to Golas. Prat lizeh shetzada. In this case, when it's gabel lizuk shtayim, bizarak dalit, yes, even though you didn't do it on purpose. But it was tzada. Why is it tzada? Because you're throwing it in his direction. Okay? You're throwing it in his direction. That's the drash. Light tzada, if you didn't throw it in his direction, then you got to go. So if you threw it in his direction, then you don't. So chayra, the simple pshat in Rashi, is that when it's the skav l'shayim, it's zarek dalid, it's karav l'meizin. Okay? Because that's what we have to try to figure out now. What is the p'tor of the Skav L'Shtayim Bezarek Dalet? Is it a p'tor of Karav L'Mezid? Or maybe it's Karav Linus? The Skav L'Shtayim Bezarek Arav. Yeah, according to most Rishonim, we're going to say second one. In the second one, you're actually puffed from Golas. Okay? Like we said before, when it comes to Golas, there's things that are Karav Linus and things that are Karav L'Mezid. Okay? Something you puffed because it's too much Linus, something you puffed because it's too much Mezid. So the Skav Lizuk Shtayim, the Zarek Dalet. Why are you potter? Are you potter as Karav Lamezid or are you potter as Karav Lion?
That's what we're trying to figure out.
That's what we're trying to figure out. That's our goal now to the end of Shir. Okay? In the middle, we'll try to learn Taisis also. Okay? No, because there's Duke of Taisis. We have to learn up Taisis. So at first glance, simply Rashi is saying very clearly that Pashas and Rashi, that's as Karav Lamezid. And that Lamais is the Ferish Rishonim, yeah, that's Karav L'Mezid. Let's start with the Ben Chananel. Ben Chananel says, where is it? Okay. And it's got the shaim zar gar, but his chayiv. I'm now leaning galus. I should let some of them scan. No. Oh, yeah. Miskan. Oh, put them. They bolded for no reason. Anyway, the car of amazed. Leim miskap leloy begalus. Yeah, but fair menachanano. Kam miskan lizrak beis. Hey, mamish messed up. I think we'll go to Vilna now. They messed with Ben Hanau. We have to go to Vilna. Yeah. The. Yeah? What does Ben Hanau say? They're in the wrong place, right here. Where it's bolded for no reason. Yeah? On Chavzayan and Ben Aleph.
What's bolded? Carla Mazer?
No, Lizard Bay's Bizarre Dalit. Lin? Vashal Light saw the problem with Scott and Lizard Bay's Bizarre Dalit. That's not the heading. That's part of the explanation. Whatever. Anyway, they already bolded before, and it's kind of base. Bizarre. No, that's the bold. Anyway, the point is, what do you say? Farish Karl Amazed. That's the Karl Mashmois of Rashi, and that's how the Rajba as well says. Rajba as well says that. And the Rajba seems to be learning that up in Rashi as well. Okay? Look at the Rajba. The Rajba says a Lashon like this. The Lashon Acher, Pirish Rashi, the Indian Galus Potter. Second Lashon Rashi, the Indian Galus Potter. The Hachik Sip Kas Rachmana, Vasher Loi Tzada. Mi Shaloi Niskaven Lizraik. Oh, here the Rajba has a little Pnech, which maybe is not Mashmai Dan Rashi, necessarily. Okay, especially we read the Rashi before. Let's have the Rajma say it. Shlein Niskaven Lizraik. Asher Loi Tzada. Yes. Mi Shlein Niskaven Lizraik. Afilu Tefach. Chayev Golos. Yes. You, like in the case of the Pasuk, you're chopping wood. Yeah. You're chopping wood. You're not throwing things. You're chopping wood. And the axe handle falls off, or the axe part falls off, or the wood falls. I tell you, talks about at the end, yeah. But there, I'm not throwing things. I'm not doing target practice with big heavy rocks that kill people, yeah. So there, says the Rajba, that's why you go to Golos, yeah. Shlenskaben lizrik afil tefach. You're not throwing at all. Then you chayav Golos. Umiskaperloi, you have a kapar of golas. Yeah? But, Abba Mishan Eskaben Lizroik, Afilu Shtayim, Vizorak Arba, Korbu Mezenu. See, the Rajba says, I think different than you know, in the exact Nakuda, why it's Korbu Mezen, right? So, the way we read Rashi, the chiluk is, the reason why it's Karl Amazer is you're throwing it in his direction. That's why it's Karl Amazer. As opposed to me throwing it in a different direction. Okay? The Rajba is saying, it's the fact that I'm throwing it, period, yeah, that itself makes a Karl Amazer. As opposed to I'm chopping wood. Yeah? I'm chopping wood. Am I throwing things? No. I'm not just randomly throwing things, right? Okay, so that's where your aveir is not so bad, and you go to Golos, and you have kapara Golos, says the Rashi. But if you're throwing something, then you're an idiot. Yeah?
He's just even a field tefach.
Right, even if you threw it, you threw it one tap and it went more. Meaning, you threw it and it went further. Abba, Mishnah's got blizzard. No, it's not mazed. I'm not trying to kill the guy. I'm not throwing at him. I'm still not throwing at him. But I'm throwing. When you're throwing, it's Karbel Mezen. He says, I'm Mishan Eskav and Lizard. I feel ashamed. He's like, Arba, Karbel Mezen. And therefore, he's part of the goals. Not because he did less, but because he did more. And meaning that his avarice is so bad that he doesn't have a kapara goals. Goals is a kapara. Yeah? It's not just to save you from the Goel Adam. Yeah? That's before all the Sugis of Makis. Even though there's a Mashar there. There's a Marsha that says not like that, but there's 100 Rai is not like the Marsha, at least 10, that goes is a kapar. Okay, so.
I mean, that's also.
What?
Chayav Mita.
Okay, so
it's also a Pesira. If this is worse than
so
the case,
right.
It should be Chayav Mita.
No, it's something in between.
Okay,
your aver is not so bad, Ichai Mita. So you're gonna have to do a lot of Tshuva and Yom Kippur. I don't know how you're gonna get rid of your aver. That's your problem. Figure it out. But go is not gonna help you.
Learn
a lot of Musar. I don't know what you should do. Ask Mashkir what to do. Okay? Now, Shahayla Yizar, Shloyak is Chaveiroi. Hilk, Ene Barkapar, Ene Barkapar. Bechemish Menachanano, right? We quote Menachanano, that Karla Mezru, Loy Miskapa, Loy Begalas. Okay?
I'm just saying, he says, throw the Tevach Nechayev.
No, you wanted to throw. You intended at least to throw it that far. Yes, obviously.
Meaning, saying the same case, our case.
Yes. But
Chayav lost because what? Because the same thing.
You're popped it from Golas. Because your aver is too much. Golas not going to help you.
Puzzle,
yes. That's why. Everybody said. That's why. At the end, right? The Rajba, reading the Rajba. Let's just finish the Rajba. So Rajba asks, Taisa's Kasha, yeah? Yeshla Tamaya. He has Machlekes Rebbe and Rabbana. Right? The Nishma Habarzel Makitoi, Etim Isbakeya. Right? Machlekes, what exactly is the Torah talking about? The Torah talks about chopping wood. What exactly happened? It's not clear in the Psukim. What happened when you were chopping the wood? Did the axe fall from the handle or the wood that you're chopping? What killed the guy? So the Machlekes. So he asks, why is it different? Skav Elizur Shnayim, Mizarak Dali, which Tais Kasha at the end. You get to the end, but that's Tais Kasha at the end. Tais asks, we have a sugya over here. Skav Elizur Shnayim, Mizarak Dali. Yeah, he's potter from Golas, right? He's potter from Golas. So for Taisvis, let's jump ahead. Just at the end of Tais. Timer. Am I Itzuk Beil and a Gaili? No, sorry, wrong one. There we go. Tema, Mamas Oy again, second to last line. Tema, the Pligi Rebbe Rabbana, Benishma Rabbaz the Makitoi, Uman Eitzim is Bakaya, the Mar Machai Bahai, Omar Machai Bahai, the Machaik is each one holds, and the other one, each one holds Yechayiv for the axe falling off, one holds Yechayiv for the wood, and each one is plucked by the other one. Yeah? Meshon Gar, Amai, Chayiv, if you tell him Neskavel, Lizuk Shtayim, Mizark Arba, everyone holds your pot. Yeah? That's Gemara. It's not Gemara. It's not the ninth. A member of the Gemara, then Neskavel, Lizuk Mizark Arba, your pot. Practice so what the whole machlaik is, Rebbe and Rabbanon, why should be Chayav Golas? If I'm chopping wood, yeah? And the piece of wood flew out and killed the guy. Well, I'm chopping wood, and the axe thing fell off the handle. Yeah. What? Why am I chayav golas?
Because I call this for me, it's not a coincidence.
By the way, we're getting philosophical on us over here. That's the Gemara, but yes, yeah, I know what you're saying. So then you say about Skabbalish time also, but what? You can bring God in over here, then the Skabbal of Shtayim also. You get spooky on me, then the Skabbal of Shtayim is also my say his thing. God wanted me to do this.
That's why
it's the Pater.
I know.
No. Shtayim, because why? We're saying the Skabbal of Shtayim is Pater. It's Gemara of Kam Chavav and Beit. Correct. The Mechoykis Tanoyim, when he Chayav goes by chopping wood. Correct, Tysus. Yeah? If you're Pater by the Skabbal of Shtayim, the Zarg Dalid, then why are you Chayav over there? Okay? That's his Kasha. Yes? You don't like Kasha? What?
Yeah.
You don't like Kasha? Why not?
Because
it's great Kasha.
Yeah, the reason why we send to people that kill an accident to Golas is because Hashem needs them to have to get the kapor. And the reason why we have the kapor is like
Stein. There's a parasha. Wait. That again, if it's behind it, if you're telling me that behind the scenes there's a reason because he killed the whole story over there, yeah. So then, you have that in the Skabbal of Shtayim and Zogdam also. We're working now with the Gedarim of Chiyav Golas. Yeah? That there's certain times you Chayav and Potter without getting involved in EBGBs. Yeah? What's going on behind the scenes. We want to know there's a parish of Golas in the Torah. Okay, Pala Gra says you kill some b'shayig, he chayiv dalitz. Okay, and we say that by the niskav and lichtayim you potter. So why are they are you chayiv? There's no more svar to say that behind the scenes Hashem is working with that than over here. Okay. You can say just emphatically, by the scab is a shame. Is there a doubt? Yeah, he killed before. He got the whole story with the ladder. Yeah. So, as they break, they might share. Yeah. Says the Rajba.
What?
So he asks the Kasha, he might share. Blyb share means he remains with the Kasha. Huh?
You've got
Moshe. Well, that's what I throw him in the shoes. I throw him in the shoes. It was like, what passing Moshe? Dropped him. He was like the Yiddish guy. Anyway, whatever. So that's why I forgot what I said before. I wore him with a smile when I.
Really said we need Moshe before.
No, but I said I forgot what I said. What Yiddish I said that. So Moshe, says the Rajba. It's a silly question, and that's why this Tais is going to be megal to me. How he learns the Ptur of Niskav and lives Shtayim Bizarg. Bizarre Dalit. Okay? Says the Rajba, Mustaf Vishani Hassam, She'ena Psheh Beklum, She'ze Oisik Bemlachtoi, V'noshal Abarzel Makitoi, Oinotza Bekas, V'zeh Shchar Teragolis. Says the Rajba, according to what I just said, okay, it's a silly question. Because Niskava Zek Shtayim, Bizarre Dalit, why is it Chayiv? Why is it Potter Megalus?
Was he killing
a
guy?
It's Gavin Lizukstein. It's Zorak Dalit. Potter Megalus. Thank you. It's Karav Amazing. That means your bear is too big to have a kapot. Okay. So therefore what? So now I have a kasha. Why when I'm chopping wood, why are they am Chayav Megalus? It's a silly question. It's a stupid question. Why? Because the reason why I'm Potter over here is because I'm Karav Amazing. The Skavuzukstein Bizarre Dalit, I did something, I threw it. I wasn't careful enough. So Mela, my Aveir is so great, my Pshi is so great, yeah? My Pshi is so great that the goal is not good enough for me. Yeah? The goal is not enough and Einish for me. Now, Mashain came, when the guy's chopping wood, what? He's not Karl Amazin, he's chopping wood. The Ptur of Shtayim and the Skavon of Shtayim is Potter because I threw it, the Rajba said. It's Karvel Mezid. Mela, goal is not good. The goal is not enough for Kapar of me. But when I'm chopping wood, there's no Shaykhs. That's not Karvel Mezid. Right? It's not Karvel Mezid. It's almost a ridiculous question. Yeah? For the Rajba.
Must be a Tosis
called Magen. Oh, very good. It must be that Tosis learns, and we'll see, and we're working our way backwards in Tosis, but we'll see in other places also in Tosis, it's Muchach, yeah? That Tosis learned the Ptur of Niskav and Lushnai and Mizorak Dalit is Potter as Karev L'Oinis, not as Karev L'Meiz. Okay? And therefore, that Tosis, if the reason why Niskav and Lushnai, yeah? Mizarek Dalit. It's Karvainis. Yeah? So Koshka, when I'm just innocently chopping wood. Oh no, when the scab was time, I threw it, right? Like Rajma's far. I threw it. Right? You end up killing someone. Yeah? And still that's called Karvainis. Yeah? Koshkain's on Taisvis when I'm chopping wood. If that's Karvainis, and that's why I don't need a kapar of Golas, so then Koshka when I'm chopping wood. And then my trailed is Kasha. Huge kasha to Taisus. In the world of Taisus. Because Taisus holds that Skavlis Akshtayim, Bizarre Dalit is Potter because Karvainis. If it's Karvainis, say Taisus, Koshka when I'm chopping wood. And Taisus no Teretz. Taisus no Teretz. When I threw something, yeah, I threw it, yeah? Okay, I misjudged. So that's Kolainis. Yeah? Because I want to throw two hours. It went four hours.
So Tosmas, he can mean it's Karvainis.
That's right. Muchan Taisus, in fact, Taisus asks kasha. And remain shver, that must be all that Karv Einis, not like the Rajba, not like Ulur Shayim, not like Ben Chananel, not like the Rambam, not like many other Shayim, as we'll see, that hold that Karv Amez. Now, the truth of the matter is, in the Mukhi Yosef, there's still a stira. I don't know what to do myself about the stira. But we had last week in Mukhi Yosef. Yeah? We had in Mukhi Yosef, Eisha Mishum Chitza. Right? Yeah? a long time ago, about 100 years ago, last week, we had a Mugeris about Eshim Shemchitza. And what did he say about it? He had a Kasha. Eshim Shemchitza, Vichayim Dal Dvarim. So he had a few Kashas. One which we didn't focus on, I was waiting for now. The one that we would focus more on, when he asked the Kasha, why is Eshim Shemchitza more of a Chayiv Dal Dvarim? And by Evan Munachas Becheika, Ibishakach, yes, he's part of the Dal Dvar. You know, you know about it. That's what Amukyari said. Shikha is an Ainis. That's the whole thing, but we had the whole Rikas about forgetting by Davini. Yeah, now let's go back to the beginning of the Mukyari. I'm talking about. Amay Mechayel et fei me miskav lizuk shtayim. Vizorg arba de potem arba dvarim. Yeah? Miskav lizuk shtayim vizorg arba, he's pot from da'al dvarim. Right? And when you eishem shemchitza av yichayim in da'al dvarim. Why is there that? Either in both cases, that a fire also, I didn't intend the fire to go torch the guy. I'll have my barbecue and whatever, it's bad. Yeah? And this guy, so why is it different then? And this kind of shayim is Zarek Arba. It's kind of shayim is Zarek Arba. You put him the old bar. Shaykh Ba'esh, you have, says the Mukhi Yisif. Yeshlaim, the Hassan Kvash, she air Bekoich Zerikasai. Yeah? The law in Lizrek Tvei. He's Zarek Dal, the curve on his hook. Yeah? When it came to Dal Dvarim, why he put him Dal Dvarim? Then Mukhi Yisif said, yeah, you didn't like it last week, and we threw it too, and it went four. Since you know your strength, you aimed at two bekitzer. So Melian Einas have went four. Yeah, that's why you put down the bomber. Shengib Eish, you weren't careful. You lit a fire, you weren't careful, and it spread. So therefore, you chayv down the bomber. That's what he said. But there, how can we see that it's kind of the shrine, bizarre valid? Mukesh tells me that's a gadol einas because my son, I was careful where I'm throwing it, right? The sky was a giant. Went more, but Maisa, I was careful. I'm an Ainis.
Right? But you meant to throw it, though.
Seder, okay, but Maisa, Grace says.
By each, I mean to spread, but by
okay. I threw it. Okay, so you're already influenced by the Raj. Grace says over there, since you Dafka threw it too, assuming you know what you're doing, you're a good pitcher. You threw a Dafka, and you know how to throw to Amis, yeah. It's more about box baseball than pitching, but it's just two armies, yeah. And they still play box baseball? No. I'm dating myself. Right? Do you remember about the box baseball? What's box baseball? Okay, that's it. Google it, yeah. Mekitzer, so you're Skavon Zuchstayim. So there, you're an Ainus. So that could be Pshan the Rambam. While the Rambam holds, you're an Ainus. Because this is a Maisa. I threw in a specific spot and went further. But I'm an Ainus. So that's Mukhi Yosef when it comes to Dal Dvar.
He's saying
it's Mukhi Yosef when it comes to Dal Dvar. Okay? He says it, yeah? Love it or leave it, yeah? I'll tell you. You have to answer it. It's not, you know. Now, by us, here Mukhi Yosef says it's kind of amazing. We got the goals. So I don't know, like.
His goals are different.
I don't know, but I'm saying, here he calls it. Here he says, again, is the Carl Amazing or is Carl Amazing? Right. If he already told me that it's Carl Amazing, he could have said, he already had as far as Carl Amazing.
Right,
so why can't it be that be the reason why it's Potter? Like, Mom over here, he said, like, again, like most Rishonim, come on, everyone except Pisces, yeah, says that it's Carl Amazing. It says it's Carl Amazing. We'll see it around most in a second, yeah? So what's McGrace to say? He kind of has a Psychonic Stickle over here, yeah? Yeah. Ashal itzad the problem is kavan lizik beis. Sharei itzad the shenis kavan lichmeis b'makom she'efshet shetegia etzal nero. You threw in a place where it could get him. The makom shemitzuyim sham rabim ayuhia. He makes the whole thing. He told me that people there. The avle shei kar v'meis. The lav bakar parer begalus who afgav liyada iu b'shazrika zishchich in nishasam. You didn't know that someone was going to be there, but. But since it's a place that people do come, Samela, you're Karv Lamezid. He said here, he says it's Karv Lamezid. And I don't know why he does that. Like upon him, he also, you know, by like, when it comes to Dal Dvarim, he says Karav Aynes. Over here he says Karav Lemeis. Now, if you look at the Rambam, look at the Rambam. Rambam says, Perek Vav, Hilchos Yitzchayach. Perek Vav, Hilchos Yitzchayach. Where are we? What was the other Rambam? On the sheets. What was the Maramachim? Oh, Lachia, right? Yeah, sorry, Lachia. Lachia, okay? Perek Vav, Hilchos Yitzchayach, Lachia. Yeah? Hasayne Shaharag, B'shkog Einen Niklat. Shnemar, if he hates the guy, the Noir Miklat, Shnemar, who loy, a pasuk fair, who loy, a blood. Cheskosai, Shukarv Lamezi. Yeah? The punk, yeah? The guy hates the guy's guts, and then somehow, by accident, he happened to kill the guy. Yeah? Big question mark over there. And if we say it's Karav Lemezid, chances are that it wasn't, you know, you didn't kill him so innocently if you've been finding a guy for the last 25 years. Okay. Vezid, so he's actually Dibi Yimash, okay, fine. Bechain. Oh, Oishin is Kavlu Zukhtain, Bezorak Dal. Okay? Oish Odaite, Shemut Larak. I'm a mutter, also Ram Paskins, it's Karav Lemezid. Oish is God Baragazet. Okay? So all these Rams is Karav Lemeis. Here Rams of the Farish, that it's God is a Kshtayim, it's Zarek Dalin, it's Karav Lemeis. Okay?
So he agrees to that.
He agrees to the Rajba, and Pashto the Rashi, the Rebbeinu Chananel, and the Imuk Yosef. But the Rambam, right, this is just important to note, that over there it's Karav Lemeis, and Lachia Gimel, then we have to see when we go back to Taisvis, says, Lachia Dalet, Lachia Dalet, he says, if we already have them open, Ketzen, Hayayel Besulam, yes, etc. Chen, Miskam Lizuk Bitzad Zed, Vahochaloi Bitzad Acher, that we said before. Yeah? So then, what's it then? He's potter. Why? Karav l'aynis. Okay? So let's bear this in mind. The Rambam, right? The Rambam is mechalik between the skam elizuk shtayim, the zark arba. That over there, in both the skam elizuk shtayim, the zark arba, the skam elizad zeh, the halacha tzad acher. So in both of those cases, the rock didn't go where you wanted it to go. But Rambam's mechalik between that miskavluk shtayim and bizarak dalid, there it's karav l'meizid. That's why you potter. The aver is too big. Shem came by miskavin l'tzad zeh, olch l'tzad acher. There the Rambam says the potter pakeret is karav l'meizid. Right? And the chiluk, you know, obviously it makes sense, because in the Meskav Lizuk Shtayim, Zarek Arba, there you threw it in his direction, and you didn't know your own strength, whatever it is, and Imais, you overthrew it. Yeah? So there, it's Karav Lemeis, Meshein, it's Meskav Lizuk Shtayim, and when it's Aracher, then Rambam says, it's Karav Lainus. Okay? Again, in Tais we'll see, the Taisus will hold that both of them is the same tour.
Karav Lainus and Karav Lainus.
Again, the Rambam is mechalik between the two cases. Okay, the skam l'shtayim zog dalas karav amazed. Therefore, you potter because the aver is too big. The tzad zev al tzad acher. Then the Rambam says they potter because it's karav. There's karav lines. I'm just saying, bear that in mind when we go back to Taisvus. Now let's just at least start Taisvus. Start Taisvus back
to,
then Taisvus.
According to Rambam. Yeah. Which case is higher?
In both cases, you're puzzled.
What?
What's the case you're higher?
If Karav Laonis is Pater and Karav Lapshia is also Pater.
Karav Laonis is Pater. Karav Lemeis is higher. There's something in the middle. You have to find that mamish, that middle ground. That's why we discussed before, right? When it was on your lap, stones on your lap, and you knew about it, and you forgot. So that's like the perfect thing. Or Ramga's case with the ladder. So, you know, it's very specific. You have to find out exactly Mamish Miller Road where it's not too much Peshe, not too much Angus. Right? Well, let's at least just start Taisvis. First point of Taisvis. Shalom Mamshel Tamar. Problem is Gav and Lizroy. Lost from Egypt, Bishop countries. Problem is Gav and Lizroy base. Zarek Arba. They have Bechlau to Chiyazid. Rather, it's Bechlau, Mesam to the Chomakon. Utvei have a nichel of Farish, but we have Bechlau, Machish and Ace. We say, well, Mene. Well, Farish, but we have Bechlau, and he also looks at Basre. Tvei says, in Hara Nashi, hooray, we read the Pesukim before. The Parish starts off. And Nefesh Achaz starts off. Machish, the Mace, Moisru Mas. Then it says, Ashaloi Tzada. And then it says, Chiyazit. So if Loi Tzada is Kamala Fuke something, that's not mazed. Yeah, we don't go to Golis. It's Kamala Fuke that you do go to Golis. So why say, you know, the pastor just told me, Makish b'mazed, obviously, you get killed. But it was Loi Tzada, meaning including, Zarek Dalit. They chayv Golis. Like, why say Lafuke b'chiyazit? Why say Lafuke b'chiyazit? In Rashi. So the truth matter is, maybe you could answer the kasha a little bit. Yeah, it's a kasha, but that's by the share. It could be, based on what's saying in Rashi, in the Rajman Rashi, the Rashi learned that it's Karav amazing. That the second Lashon Rashi, says you popped from goals. Why? We said in Rashi it's Karav L'Meizid, right? So it could be Rashi wants to stress that point. We're saying Lafuke Meizid. If you're in the first Lashon, yeah. The first Lashon Chayav Golos. Yeah.
Say it. So in the first Lashon, it's not Karav L'Meizid.
No, but Chayav. This level of Karav L'Meizid is still enough to mechayev. Yeah, but the point is, I'm saying that, but the point is, it's a metzias of something which has shaychus to meizid. Yeah, Karav L'Meizid. So maybe that's what Rashi wants to say. But lafuke kiyazid, which is meizid mamish. This is only Karav L'Meizid in the darga that you are chayev kol.